welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, aka Beck. And you know, I say this each and every week. As always, we love hearing from all of you, your comments, stories, ideas. Call or text us anytime at 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And Ryan Long as Shotgun, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart, who, first off, I got to share this with all of you. Many high school rodeo teams right now have either wrapped up their finals for their looking at their shot to get to nationals, or they are underway as we speak. Good luck to all of you out there that are competing. But how cool is this? During our state's high school rodeo finals, Tigger's gear from his bull riding years eons ago. I'm not trying to make you feel really old there, Tigger. But get this, once again, in the same arena, we got to watch our nephew Blue wear Tigger's chaps.
Wear my colors.
Wear your colors. He also wore your shirt that you took your senior pictures in.
Yep, and that exact shirt on that exact day made its debut on that final day in that arena. So he had that shirt on. He had my leggings on. He was wearing my colors.
Let everyone know what your colors were.
And at that time, I'm really going to date myself. Those people that follow the rodeo world, back in the day, the Sunny Slopes long ago, a lot of flash and a lot of flair. So my chaps were purple with hot pink and purple and fluorescent yellow fringe.
You stood out.
Absolutely.
And you made Blue stand out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I was recording that. I got to be honest. I bawled my eyes out.
I know.
I did.
Tigger had tears going down his cheeks. That meant so much because
that was so cool.
I don't think you ever thought you would see your gear back in that same arena.
Never, because when I retired from rodeo and in college, or I should say it retired me, and I wasn't riding anymore, then moved to the announcing world, of course. But after I retired from riding bulls, I thought, you know, my chaps were just going to hang on the wall and, you know, but I kept my shirts that I rode in all these years. And I never, ever thought that I would ever see my colors back competing in the rodeo arena. So that was really cool. But Blue said, because I gave those leggings to him earlier this spring, and I said, if you want to use these, they're yours. And he actually waited. He said, I want to wait to debut these at the state finals. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go for him.
But that's saddle bronc riding. That's how it is.
Rodeo.
Luck of the draw,
that's
right?
That's rodeo, yeah.
So one quick question while we're still on rodeo. Looking back, what is one of your fondest memories of being in the arena?
Oh, my gosh. The camaraderie of your friends. I loved riding bulls. I was nuts about it. But it was absolute the camaraderie because the friends that I made back when I was rodeoing, they're close friends to today.
They are.
100%.
When Tigger celebrated a special birthday earlier this year, one of those, you know, oh, I hit this age. It was neat that one of your friends who used to clown, he actually had a photo of you.
With a wreck. And it was at the finals. It was actually in that arena on that day wearing that shirt and wearing those chaps that Blue had on. That's why I thought, oh no, am I jinxing it?
I don't think so.
Because we're all superstitious. But yeah, he had a bull riding wreck where I really got hung up bad.
If you've not had a chance to take in a rodeo, and it doesn't matter if it's a regular rodeo, a bronc match, or even a ranch rodeo, there is something to say about, like you said, the friendships that are made.
Yeah.
Tigger and I, last weekend on Father's Day, we ended up actually announcing and running the music for a big ranch rodeo in our area. And what hit me hard and had me just feel thankful to be in this industry was when I saw at the end of this ranch rodeo, all the teams, they were riding around the arena, high-fiving, shaking hands, congratulating one another.
Yep.
You just don't see that in other sports.
Buddies root for buddies in the rodeo arena. That's how it works. Even though you may be sitting first or something like that, you never wish bad luck on anybody else, and you wish nothing but good luck for all of your competition that's out there. So, yeah.
I'm going to put it this way. God bless Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Next, I want to give a shout out. We are getting towards, yes, the end of June. Look at this. We already hit summer is officially here. But this is what I want to give a shout out to. And that is my favorite flower, as it only blooms for a short amount of time in our area anyway, this time of year. It always kind of kicks off on when spring hits, and they only bloom until July 1st.
You're giving a shout out to an actual flower.
I am, because you know I love this flower. And tell me if you've ever found this one or if you love seeing these. And that is the wood lily. Other names are the prairie lily, the Philadelphia lily, or western red lily. It is native to North America, and it is a fiery orange red lily that has very delicate petals, and it only grows to be about a foot off the ground. So they're hard to find. Like on our ranch, we only have one hill. We call it Wood Lily Hill that they grow on.
So why is the wood lily so significant to you? Because it's on your family's ranch and it's only in one spot? Is that why? That
yes, because it's
so unique.
It's somewhat rare. And depending on what state you are, especially up in the northeastern part of the United States, they're actually considered an endangered plant. So that's why I want to give kind of a shout out to it, because if you get out hiking and you happen to come across these beautiful, delicate, fiery orange red petaled lilies, take a picture. Please don't ruin the roots, you know, if you do decide to keep one. Just enjoy seeing them, because you don't find them everywhere, and they're gorgeous.
And although the temptation is going to be there to go out with a spade and dig those plants up and transplant them into your own flower garden,
please don't.
Please don't, because 9 out of 10 times it's illegal to do that.
Yeah, in case you didn't know that, absolutely double check with your state's regulations. But for the most part, typically it is illegal to transplant or move native plants like this one.
And we wanted to try that. I mean, like everybody, we wanted to try it, and we did. We checked through our channels and they said, absolutely no, that is illegal.
And if you're wondering
who
to check with, just check with your county extension agent.
Great one.
They will know exactly whether you can or can't, or how to successfully transplant one if you are allowed to.
They're like buffalo. You can enjoy them from afar.
Yes. Yes. All right, crew, we're going to take a short break. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Ben Show.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy, and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Hey, this is Michelle Miller, otherwise known as the Farm Babe. I would like to personally invite you to the world's first floating farm cruise. Yes, a cruise in the tropics, geared directly to farmers and ranchers. Join me and the rest of my crew January 29th through February 2nd, 2026, as we depart from Galveston, Texas, and make our way to Cozumel. Exclusive farm tours, networking, contests and entertainment, speakers, and a whole lot more on the farm cruise. Head to thefarmcruise.com and book your spot today.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. Welcome back to The Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and my co-host, as always, Jeff Tigger Earhart is here. A high schooler from Pennsylvania is reeling in praise and fish with his homemade biodegradable fishing lures. Ethan Albright, a senior at Hempfield High School and a lifelong fisherman, created the lures using natural ingredients like seaweed-based sodium, ergonite, gelatin, and cornstarch. His goal? cut down on plastic waste in rivers.
But how does that work, though, if it's biodegradable? I'm assuming it's not like after 10 minutes or something like that.
Correct. They last a little longer than one would think.
Very cool.
Albright's eco-conscious invention earned him third place at the International Science and Engineering Fair back in May after winning a local competition in March. And yes, the lures work. The trout were hammering them, according to Albright, after a successful trout season. Traditional soft plastic lures often break off and get swallowed by fish, clogging waterways and fish stomachs. Albright's version, on the other hand, is fully edible and decomposes in just over 2 weeks. So see, they last at least 2 weeks.
That's actually a really cool idea, because how many of us
lose tackle
so much? And it's always, I'm going to splurge and I'm going to buy that really expensive one, thinking, okay, this thing is going to catch fish because it does this and it does this and it does this. And on the third cast, you lose it.
Exactly.
All the time.
Well, get this. Albright is now producing 10 packs of the 5-inch worm lures, the classic Cinco style in biodegradable packaging, with plans to sell them in local bait shops. His creations could mark a step forward for anglers and the environment alike. Albright says he's starting small, but thinking big. One day, maybe we can get them manufactured somewhere other than my kitchen.
Oh, so these are the soft ones.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking this was like a Rapella or something like this. Okay, so these are the soft plastic worms that he's making that break down.
Sorry, I should have explained that.
No, I gotcha. No, that makes sense. That makes total sense.
If any of you are interested in purchasing these new lures, head to thebenshow.com, and in these show's notes, I will have the email address so you can get a hold of these and get these on your fishing line.
There needs to be like a discount code that they enter in. You need to call this kid. We can help him out.
Next, Texas is stepping up its wildlife management game from the sky. Starting September 1st, 2025, hunters will be allowed to shoot owdad, also known as Barbary sheep, from helicopters, thanks to Senate Bill 1245, signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott.
I've heard about this. I was reading about this. Maybe this needs to be on my bucket list, because we decided we're not going gator hunting.
So this already has been added to my bucket list,
this
by the way,
cool.
Tigger. When
I
found
this.
Out about this, originally from North Africa, owdad were brought to Texas in the 1950s and have since exploded in number, with over 30,000 now roaming the state. They're hardy, fast breeding, and tough on the environment, competing with native species like mule deer and bighorn sheep, damaging fragile desert ecosystems and even spreading disease to commercial herds. The bill adds owdad to the state's aerial wildlife management program, which already includes feral hogs and coyotes. Officials hope helicopter hunting, a method that helped reduce hog numbers by over 30%, can also bring the owdad population under control. While they're a problem for landowners and wildlife managers, owdad remain a popular big game target for hunters. Texas has no closed season or bag limit for them. Just bring a valid hunting license and be ready for a challenge, whether on foot or now from above.
That sounds super cool. Who are we talking to that they did the helicopter hunt?
I can't remember.
Who was that? We were just talking to somebody and they said that was absolutely awesome, but you got to be on your game.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
But think about how neat that would be to do
yes.
a feral hog hunt and then pair it with an owdad hunt. You see what I'm going with, Tigger?
Write that down.
I know.
We're heading to Texas in September. We've got a few rodeos. We'll finish those up. We've got a camper now, as we talked about last week. We can head to Texas. I would love to do this. This would be awesome.
All right. Next, let's head to Colorado. Moose attacks are on the rise across Colorado, and wildlife officials say the reason is simple. It's calving season. From late May to mid-June, cow moose become highly protective of their young and more likely to charge if they feel threatened, especially by dogs. And I got to say, they don't highlight this enough. They always talk about beware of the grizzly bears, beware of the bison. You got to beware of moose. That's what I always tell people.
When you were in Alaska, you said that on one of the tours, people were talking about the moose. And how big can some of these moose get, some of these cows?
Up in Alaska, they have them where they get up 11 feet plus.
Because wasn't the trolley that you were on was 11 and a half feet, and they were as tall as
they said that they had on record some getting as tall as 12 feet. Can you imagine that? Well, in just over the last week, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the CPW, responded to 4 separate attacks involving mother moose and nearby people or pets. In one case, a cow moose trampled 2 dogs and forced a man to dive under a car. In another instance, 2 women were charged and stomped while walking off-leash dogs. They only escaped by climbing onto a roof, and a neighbor used a fire extinguisher to drive the moose off. Even leashed dogs don't guarantee safety. In Grand County, Colorado, a woman was seriously hurt when a cow moose charged her and her dog. Her boyfriend shot the moose in self-defense. Wildlife officials later had to euthanize the orphaned calf, fearing it would become too dependent on humans. Again, it's thinking about wildlife, all of us, I hate to say civilization.
Enjoy them from afar.
Yes, enjoy them from afar.
Like your wood lilies that we just got done talking about, right?
Exactly, exactly. So just so you know, the CPW says moose see dogs as predators and react aggressively to protect their calves. They're urging outdoor enthusiasts to keep pets leashed, avoid thick brush where calves may be hiding, and give moose a wide berth if spotted, like we just said. While moose attacks remain rare, growing moose and human populations means encounters are becoming more likely. So if you're hiking in moose country this time of year, stay alert. Leash your dog and let these massive mammals raise their young in peace.
I brought this up when you were telling me the Alaska stories when you came back a couple of weeks ago. And I asked you where you go hunting for elk, if that is also moose territory. And you said yes. And you've been out there before where you and your brother have let elk go because you did not want to cross the path of the moose that you saw in that area, right?
That's absolutely correct. We go elk hunting out in Montana. We have had this happen to us more than once where, say, a moose, and it's typically a cow, is in between us and, say, you can range and you've range find it out and you see the elk and they're like at 800 yards and you're going, okay, I need to get a little bit closer. But then with horses, if you're going to cross paths with a moose, I hate to say this, we did not feel comfortable putting ourselves in that situation. You can go ahead and try, but I'm going to guarantee you they run faster than you realize with those long legs.
I have visited with some of these big ranch cowboys in my lifetime, and one gentleman in particular, I asked him, what was the scariest animal in these different areas that you've cowboyed from South Texas all the way up to the Pacific Northwest? Was it the rattlesnake or a grizzly bear? And he said, those are kittens compared to moose. He said, you do not mess with moose. You think that they're this big cuddly animal, but no. He said, that is the animal that you should avoid at all costs.
On that note, we're going to take a short break, crew.
Marty Moose, Marty Moose.
When we come back, you've got more of The Ben Show. Stay where you are.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
You asked for it, you got it. Watch the Cowboy Channel anytime, anywhere with the Cowboy Channel Plus. Live stream the Cowboy Channel or watch your favorite PRCA rodeos on demand. Classic PRCA rodeos added weekly. Get the Cowboy Channel Plus for only $9.99 a month or save 25% by signing up for a full year. Visit CowboyChannelPlus.com to sign up and start streaming today.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode 1. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and my co-host here is Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, according to a recent New York Post article, Gen Z, born between 1997 and 2012, can code TikToks in their sleep, but ask them to change a tire or fold a fitted sheet? Forget it. High schoolers and college students across the U.S. are now signing up for Adulting 101. Again, that's what the course is called, Adulting 101, which is a crash course in how to do laundry, budget for rent, or cook something besides ramen noodles.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. New York teen Zach Leitner put it this way: until the 1960s, students learned how to cook, clean, and sew. In 2025, we're lucky if they know how to do their laundry.
And that's just generally speaking. That's not all the kids,
right,
of course.
Generally.
But that is true, though. I mean, that a lot of these just general life skills are not even being taught anymore.
I agree.
Home ec has gotten taken out of schools and
correct. And according to one psychologist, they pointed out that overprotective parenting and a trend of young adults living longer at home says today's 20-something year olds are arriving at adulthood with empty toolboxes, not because they're lazy, but because no one taught them the basics. So while schools are starting to step in, experts say these basic life skills should be taught way earlier, starting back at home. Because whether it's interest rates or ironing a shirt, ignorance isn't bliss. It's expensive.
Well, they don't teach financial literacy anymore.
And you know
how
that,
to balance a checkbook.
That is a huge passion of mine, is financial literacy. And I'm telling you, if you've been looking for a topic just to research and read about, seriously, take a little bit, do some Google searches on financial literacy. It will open your eyes of how, I hate to say it, these young youth coming from home, entering the adult world, they're entering it with empty toolboxes. They're not understanding the basics of a checkbook.
We live in a society of credit cards, of just constantly charging, and you'll worry about it later.
You go to school, you're given a card. You go to school, you're given a card that looks like a credit card that has money on it to swipe for your school lunches, so you don't even think about what's this cost.
I didn't know they did that.
Oh, that's been going on for years.
I am so behind.
And if you really dive into the financial literacy hole, you'll find out where there's almost kind of like a mythology of thinking of getting you used to using that credit card versus cash is king.
Oh, the conspiracy theorists.
Don't get me started
unite.
On that topic. But yes, before you leave home, if you're listening to this, go and tell mom and dad I need to learn how to run the dishwasher, do my laundry, and
make
iron
sure
a shirt.
Make sure mom and dad know how to do that first, though.
Oh, that's true. Check on mom. Mom and dad, I like that. Time for a little product review. Recently, after coming back from one of my weekends away, Tigger surprised me with a package of pickleballs. And we're not talking the game pickleball. We're talking Dill Pickle Corn Puffs by Vlasic. Those that are known for bringing us the delicious, crunchy pickles.
And they were like little cheese balls, except they were dill pickle balls.
Yes.
And I thought you would go nuts over them.
The packaging looked amazing. I was super excited because I am one of those. I love pickle flavored everything, dill flavored. I even buy my sunflower seeds that have the dill pickle flavoring to them. These pickle balls, if you like pickle, they taste I mean, it's a lot of pickle.
So is it too much for you?
It was a little too much for me.
It was a little too much.
It was a little too much for me, but I do think everyone should give them a try. They're in a blue package, and they're the green, bright green color, so the kids go crazy for them.
But I think if you mix them with something else, it'd
exactly.
Be.
So that's what I have done recently was big in our, I'm known for bringing this pretzel recipe, spicy kind of pretzels to a lot of family functions. Easy to make. You can make these. I take gluten-free pretzels. Why? Because of the crunch. I'm telling you, it's all about the crunch. Well, I season them with ranch packets, and then I put a bunch of dill seasoning in it with a little bit of cayenne pepper. It sounds crazy, but it's delicious.
They
and
are excellent.
Now I've been adding these pickle balls, these dill pickle corn puffs to it. Game changer.
But that's a lot of pickle.
Well, okay, you have to like pickle, saying, vinegar, saying, all of
are,
that.
They are very good, though. It is a lot of pickle, though. I'm just saying.
Okay, but because I am such a pickle fan, I'm going to throw this out to you, the listeners. I want to hear, what are your favorite pickle snacks? Because there's been pickle pizza lately. I'm a huge fan of that, too. If you've not tried pickles on pizza, game changer again. You got to try it. It's so good.
So I have a pickle recipe for those people that are trying to eat healthy, you know, stay off the sugar, eat keto and all that kind of stuff. Bacon wrapped pickles, and then you put them in the air fryer.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't made those for me yet.
Well, no, because I just found the recipe and we just got our air fryer back.
So that's what we're having for kind of like an appetizer tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can't wait to try these.
Bacon wrapped pickles. Throw them in the air fryer. Boom. Everything's better with bacon anyway.
Now I want to know, what's your go-to pickle recipe or pickle dish that you have? Send us a message. You can email us at benradioshow@gmail.com. Or otherwise, of course, you can always call or text us at 305-900-2363. That's all for this week, crew. And remember, folks, to keep sending in any questions you might have. If you know of something spot worthy for us to share, as well as your area's field reports, that number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email BendRadioShow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on our website, TheBendShow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.